Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
It's Allison Lund here for the Midwest Farm Report, and I am visiting with Preston D. Cole, the Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR. So, Preston, there's this Out We Go initiative that the DNR has put out this year. What is that all about?
Well, it is our way to remind folks who visit Wisconsin and Wisconsinites to get out into our wonderful outdoors. We have 49 state parks, 15 state forests, 84,000 miles of riverbank around the state of Wisconsin, as well as a number of natural areas. We know that getting into the outdoors calms us down. And so we want people in Wisconsin to find their nature, find ways to get out and enjoy what Wisconsin has to offer. You know why? Because we have something special here in terms of the fisheries and our forestry opportunities and just being in the outdoors.
So how does the Out We Go initiative push that?
Well, it reminds folks who travel here and those who visit, they have a myriad of opportunities to get into a number of different ecosystems. Wisconsin is basically an island with Lake Michigan on one side and the Mississippi River on the other. And in between that, there are thousands of different types of nature-based outdoor ways that people can get into grassland and prairies to river systems. You know, our trout fishery in the western side of the state, those cold water streams are important to folks who like to fish for trout. Whether you want to be in the southwest or in the far deep woods in the northern part of Wisconsin, we know that there's a place here for you.
How do you find that folks have responded to this initiative?
Well, I will tell you this. During the pandemic, we broke every record in the state of Wisconsin. 4.4 million people came into our park system. We are the number three in out-of-state fishing license sales. And again, that tells you about our fishery resource here. And so we had to implement a number of things to just slow down folks. But guess what? Once they were in our park system and in our doors, we just turned that light on and say, welcome to Wisconsin. And the other part of it being important to our economy in the state of Wisconsin, we have a multi-billion dollar economy associated with people showing up in Wisconsin, spending money, going to buying their state park stickers, getting tackle, getting the things that they need, eating, drinking, hoteling, all of those kinds of things are important to our nature-based economy. And we continue to open our doors, not only for the folks here in the state of Wisconsin, for people from across the world.
So it sounds like our state parks and natural areas really hold a lot of significance in the state.
Absolutely. Not only are these ecosystems part and parcel to who we are as individuals and getting out and making sure that we have to make sure that these locations are part of our lungs, are part of our clean water initiatives, because wetlands are teeming with lots of wildlife. We know that our river systems are important to getting our fisheries and the ecosystems associated with that fishery. We know that, you know, the hunting traditions that go on here really are part and parcel to how we manage our forest and our grasslands around the state of Wisconsin. So the science of what we do translates to getting people into the outdoors, and we can do that for generations to come.
So now focusing on this year, how are the state parks looking this summer? What have the visitor numbers looked like?
We're busy, and I haven't seen the numbers as of late, but I can tell you this. We are 24/7 at this point. We have, in December of every year is where people sign up to get their park location and their tent, and they get their car all revved up and ready to go. And in the first week of December, you know that people are standing hovering over their computer to hit that button to get to their favorite site. And those sites go, we're sold out in terms of those electrified sites and many sites across the state of Wisconsin. But that's okay. It's another opportunity for people to go to a different location that they haven't seen. Again, some of our top nine parks, you know, Devil's Lake State Park and Pottawatomie and others of that nature are huge and vast and offer a lot of opportunities and different types of natural resource engagement. So we're excited about what that means for us in the future.
So I know you mentioned you guys had been pretty busy and seen a lot of traffic during the pandemic. What have trends looked like going into the pandemic, throughout the pandemic, and coming out of it? Are you keeping those visitor numbers up?
We haven't. Those numbers certainly have come back to normal. And that's important for us. And it's important for us that people got into Wisconsin's outdoors during that pandemic. We know that not only, COVID provided challenges in terms of our health to our bodies, but also the mental health. here's where we find that the biggest attribute of getting into the outdoors, it slows us down. It calms us down. It makes us know there's something bigger than us. And just sitting under that shade tree, sitting on a bank, you know, walking in the woods, makes us understand better that nature calms us down and has a medicinal approach to calming us down. We value that. We do not underestimate that value of being in the outdoors.
You're absolutely correct, and I think so many people can resonate with that and understand how important it is to get out, and that's the whole purpose behind this Out We Go initiative. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the initiative or where you're going to go from here?
Yeah, you know, finding your spot, you know, find your nature. Find the outdoors here in the state of Wisconsin is a big deal for us. We have a number of different locations and park systems and wildlife areas and fisheries and lakeshores. We have something for everyone. And that's that Out We Go perspective. We have something for everyone here in Wisconsin, and it's special for us.
Awesome. Again, Preston D. Cole with us, the secretary of the Wisconsin DNR, sharing more about their Out We Go initiative and how important it is to enjoy those Wisconsin state parks and natural areas. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.